Oh, yes, Meg, you've been on the show for a few months now. You've received a couple of weird requests from random Instagram accounts, and we need to talk about this one. And we need to get your whole opinion on it. So you received a message from a sugar daddy the other day who wants you to be his sugar baby. Now, I've got the message here.
Yeah.
Shall we read through some?
Let's get into some excerpts, because I haven't heard or read about this, so I want to know.
Should I put... Let me think of the voice that this guy would have.
Do you want a photo, actually?
Yeah, give me a photo. What does he look like?
I've only got a very small photo. It's on his Instagram profile.
He looks like a real estate agent.
So quite, like, flashy, maybe?
No, like, the Connor suit.
Okay,
middle of the range.
Real middle range stuff,
Oh, would you like to see a photo as well, Chris?
Yeah, of course.
There you go. Do some explanations of what he looks like.
He's older. He's got the silver fox situation going on. Fairly well groomed, except for the eyebrows, a bit of a John Howard touch thing happening. He's got the vest as well with the suit, so it is the three piece.
What kind of car do you think he's driving?
It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Although from the window shape, I think maybe one of those Toyota 86s or something like that.
It looks like a midlife crisis kind of car.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Me.
Without a doubt.
All right, let's hear. His name is Charlie.
Mm.
Won't say his last name.
No.
He says, "Hello, beautiful heart. I'm Charlie by name. How are you doing today? I was glancing through profiles, and your profile was suggested to me. So pretty, I must confess. You got a nice profile, and I like that you seem relaxed. My interest has been piqued, and so I thought I should contact you. I'd like to know more about you and see where it leads us to."
Oh, interesting.
Mm.
"Because I'm seeking a sugar baby whom I can help and support financially weekly with no nudes, sending of nude pics or sexting included. And since today is my birthday, I'm in search of one last beautiful heart which completes you all to be five in numbers, so you all can be supported financially to go shopping and have a fun week in return for your companionship." Now, I know, Meg, you love Sex and the City.
I do.
You can hook up with some girlfriends.
Oh, you know me. I don't hang out with other women, though.
Lunch is on Charlie.
Let's go shopping.
But the thing is, like, if he's looked at my profile, he would know that I'm engaged, I'd like to think.
Don't think it bothers old Charlie.
No.
Charles doesn't care about the ring.
I did speak to Josh about this yesterday, and I said, just giving you a heads up, I've been given a financial opportunity.
Is it odd? Pay rise, is it?
Yeah. No. And I said, look, and I showed him the photo. He goes, "Oh, look, you got to do what you got to do."
Is that what he said?
Jokingly. Get paid. Oh, Charlie, he just wants companionship.
Now, he's sitting on... I've got the option on my Instagram to block, delete, or accept. I don't know
Can I see your phone?
No,
I won't do anything, I promise. I just want to see your phone. Let's go to the profile. Charlie.
It's private, so you can't see anything else.
Charlie. Oh, yuck. Oh. Charlie. Sugar daddy, two tongues, tongue out emojis. God fearing and honest. Please don't follow me if you aren't real. I gat a lot of them that pissed me off. Wow.
So he's big on the old grammar. He doesn't pay for Grammarly, does he?
Well, he's got money apparently. Maybe
Are
he
you
should.
Flattered?
I don't know.
Don't know how to feel about the whole situation.
For me to be flattered, I have to work out who else he's messaging.
You know, I'm the type of guy, any compliment's a compliment, man. Just take it, you know. You've got to get these things in when you can.
But at least it doesn't even look like a fake profile, because he actually has followers.
There you go.
Like every other account that I've got messages from.
And he doesn't want any
zero followers, zero following. Yeah.
And I will say this, if he's not using Grammarly, there's always the odd chance that he might accidentally put the wrong amount in when he's paying you.
Yeah,
this
or the wrong number for the BSB or something.
also quite likely.
What do you think I could get out of this? Realistically.
$5,000?
Okay.
That's fairly...
Trying to work out what I can buy with $5,000. I need some new shoes.
That's fairly vanilla for a sugar...
For
usually they want you to act like an adult baby and stuff.
All
like
sorts of weird stuff. Crazy
you
things.
You know what? We're just gonna delete that.
Oh, there it goes.
It's gone.
Financial opportunity gone.
Can you wear an adult nappy, Meg?
For $5,000? Let me think about it.
That's it.
That's all.
Yeah, I'll do it for five.
Wear an adult nappy.
Absolutely, would you?
No. Absolutely
You're
not.
You're all about making money and $5,000. Where do you draw the line at?
Right there.
So $5,001 and you're there.
No, just wearing the adult nappy is not happening for me.
I'll pop in a dummy and, you know.
The whole lot, eh? What's your Instagram handle again, Maddie?
I'm not putting that out there.